combined is that you don't now ask him to be your reason that you're in the vortex. In other words, that's too much responsibility for anyone. You've got to be your individual caring of your own vibrational alignment, you see. And so these questions were very wonderful as they came about together, aren't they? Because what you want to say is, hey, I'm tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Esther's been announcing to anyone, even those who have no idea who she is or what she knows, she says to them, I'm in the vortex and I'm not coming out. I'm in the vortex and I'm not coming out. I am not coming out. I'm not coming out. Well, maybe for a minute, but I'm going right back in. I'm not coming out. I like it in here. I like it in here where I'm clear and where I feel good. I like it in here where wonderful things happen. I like it in here where little children sit on my fence and holler, hello, Mrs. Hicks. Hello, Mrs. Hicks. Mm-hmm. I like being a vibrational match to children climbing in trees. Yes. I like being a vibrational match to frogs that are bubbling up in my fountain. I like being a vibrational match to the well-being of this planet. Mm-hmm. I like being a vibrational match to abundance and to vitality. And to clarity. I like that. I'm not coming out. I'm not coming out. Not for anything. Wow. Not for anything. And in here, from in here, the view is beautiful because in the vortex, those petty things that are going on don't feel petty. It feels like, oh, step one people, good for you. It's why we were born. Stir it up. You'll put more in the vortex. I'll stay over here and tend what you throw over here. Thank you for thinking. Thank you for disagreeing. Isn't it the disagreeing and the debate that you've all been asking about? Isn't that what you were mostly celebrating? We're not just single-mindedly and blindly going down one road. We're actually considering what other people think. Yeah. And then you say, except I don't like the way you're thinking. I quit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. All right. Now, you're mentioning Esther is perfect because I've been thinking about that comment that you made about Esther and her saying, screw it, I'm giving up. I'm giving up. I give up, right? I did this a while ago about several...
She finally gave up because it became so apparent that there was no way she could control. Right. We would prefer you all give up before you are wrestled to the ground and bleeding.
I might be being in that rental... This is a personal. So now I'm not talking to my student or my nephew, nor am I talking to my Democratic. I'm talking to me about the same issues. Of course, they always are, right? I was on the Alaska cruise and I came and asked you about my decision making regarding my home, whether I should move someplace or other. And you said, are you ready to decide this? It sounds like you're not really ready to make decisions. And I wasn't. It was like, oh, I'm not ready yet. So that was great. So then I went home and I decided that I didn't have to make a decision. So I didn't make a decision and I didn't put my house on the market. And I would meditate each day, and I'd go very quietly, and I would say, is there anything I'm supposed to do right now? And I had a funny experience because I got a little voice, and it said, do nothing. And I had very, very systematically, day by day, Monday through Tuesday, Wednesday, gone through every day, and I didn't hear anything, And then I heard this message, don't do anything. Well, the next day, I did the same thing, and I was listening and listening, and there was no answer. And the next day, there was no answer. And then I started laughing about a week later, and I realized, I'm not supposed to do anything. That was the answer. Stop it.
And there's another big part of that question, that is, why do you keep asking the same question over and over again? Because when you keep asking the same question over and over again, you hold yourself vibrationally resistant to the answer.
Okay. Well, anyway, so my situation is now that I didn't do anything, and the property value of my house went way down, and my business went way down, and I'm in this place now where it's really reaching critical mass, and I've said, who cares? I'm going on the cruise. I'm going to take my sister on her first 50th birthday, and we're going to have a blast, and I'm going home now to thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to pay a bill, and I'm going to go bankrupt, and I'm trying to not care, so. I'm trying to say, fuck it, you know, I'm just going to be in the vortex. And yet there's this one thing, and
well,
I do believe...
But here's something very important.
Yeah.
And we're going to give this to you in the kindest way we can.
Okay.
Do you have a choice?
No.
You don't have a choice about what you do.
Right.
Do you have a choice about how you feel?
Yes, I have this one problem. This is one problem. Hang in here with me. I'm almost as good at this, I think, as Esther, except I